What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow. So Apple wants to get into the search engine business. And I've talked about this in an earlier episode, so go ahead and check it out. I'll put the link at the top. But before we go ahead and get into this episode, please, I urge you to go ahead and like and share this video for the algorithm. Comment down below your feelings and thoughts as we get into the episode, and we'll get right into The Red and Yellow. This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. So guys, Apple wants to go ahead and compete with Apple. Well, Apple wants to compete with Google in another attempt to take over the mobile market. Like, that's what it seems like they're trying to go ahead and do. Now then, there's reports out there where Apple has lots and lots of search engine traffic going throughout the internet. So they got web crawling services. And if you don't know, Google has its own web crawlers. This is how the internet works. So Google is able to search the internet. They got little bots and robots that search the internet. They search all the IP addresses, stuff like that, and then they aggregate it into the search engine, which is Google. And this is just a giant database that's able to search its own records in record time, in fast time. Now then, these records are always updating with every change to your website, when things get posted, when people share things, and that's just how the Google engine works. Now, Apple has been recently found out to be doing a whole lot of web crawling activity. What is web crawling activity? That's the same thing that I just described before, and that's where they have their bots search the internet. Now then, according to these articles, especially Financial Times, it says Apple develops alternative to Google search. Now that it's very feasible for them to do it. There's already over a billion users. There's over a billion users that are using Apple products right now. Those people that are using the Apple devices and Apple iOS and all that, on every different platform. So even if they don't own an iPhone, they might have a MacBook. And if they don't have a MacBook, their son or daughter might have an iOS tablet, which is, you know, iPad. So the thing is that they're trying to implement their own search data. And people think that is going to be something big. It may be something mysterious and also something to be scared of. This is other people. Now, Apple said it's being worked on its own search engine to replace Google. Now then, they've also been found out, according to the Supreme Court finding, I think it was Supreme Court, but it has to deal with their investigation with the antitrust lawsuit going against Google. Google has been basically in cahoots with iOS for a number of years, where they're basically in agreement that the first browser or search engine that they're able to use inside of Siri is Google. Google gets the top space, and Google's been doing this with a whole lot of other providers, including Samsung. Samsung has been trying to replace Google with Bixby, and it's not a usable tool. But that's what they've been trying to do. They've been trying to replace Google as the top dog. Now, that when they say that they own majority of search traffic, I don't know if that's true. A lot of dirty sites, have a lot of search traffic too. So it's not all the video traffic is going to just YouTube per se. But the thing is, the government has to step in whenever they feel as though some laws are breaking. And that's prevalent throughout our society. You can look these things up, even against your own senators and stuff like that. But that's besides the point. Now, Google has already made moves to transit. Well, Apple has already made moves to transition away from Google with its AppleBot. That's a funny name. AppleBot, which has first reported in 2014. So that sounds like they've been doing it for a number of years. Now then, I thought it was just a ramping up of 1 or 2 years, but you know, according to this article, by the way, is on GS Marina. I don't use this site often, but this news has been around almost every single news article. So it's all over the place right now. Almost every news outlet is talking about it. So I trust it just for the most part. Now, that while they say this, the transition from Google is using their AppleBot, which was first reported in 2014. They've been doing this for a minute, has been crawling the web ever since it has allegedly increased the rate substantially. So ever since iOS 14, that's when the news started dropping that iOS was going ahead and do this. Now, if I was an investor, I'd have money in Apple. And then when they did release, I promise you that that stock is going to rise. Now then, this is only my personal belief, not a professional trader and all that, but I do trade on my own. But if I was watching them, I would go ahead and invest inside of Apple right now, unless there is like some type of allegation to where iOS gets further into the scuffle with Google's allegations. But that's just me if I was investing. Now then, it's unclear what shape or form the Apple search engine could look like. One issue of Apple becoming a search giant is its commitment to privacy. In an open letter, Tim Cook addressed it. He said, "Our business model is very straightforward. We sell products. We don't build a profile based on your email content." I doubt that. Well, going back into it. "Or web browsing habits to sell to advertisers. We don't monetize the information you store on your iPhone or in iCloud. And we don't read your email and messages to get information to market to you." It's not clear how Apple will create a successful search engine without building a profile around its user browsing habits. Well, that is possible. You can anonymize the data, put it on charts and stuff. And then once you have the data out there, you can market as such without ever putting an ID. Now then, when they build a profile on you and then they aggregate it. But it can still be done without the whole building a profile around you. It's just skipping a step. That's my personal belief. Now then, is the Apple search engine going to be good? It's going to cut Google's. That's probably why Google's all nonchalant about the whole allegations and whatnot. Because first of all, if they were in cahoots and they saw that this allegation was coming out, Apple's been ramping up production of their whole search engine period. I would like to say that Apple is most likely working with their competitor to go ahead and cut this down in half. So literally it's going to be cut in half. All Androids, a couple billion out there, all Apple phones, a billion out there. And that's going to be integrated into all of their devices. That's going to be the first search engine, along with choices that you can choose, probably within the setup of your iPhone or iOS device. Now, that is probably the most ideal circumstance, because then that cuts Google down in half and then they don't have to worry about anything. And since this is actually taking the forefront, this has been reported multiple times by CNET, The Motley Fool, and stuff like that. Now then, this is sure to do two things, and this is sure to probably dispel the Google allegations, which is spoopy and within itself, and is going to dispel the rumors and allegations against them. And then it's most likely going to improve their market share within the ad space. Because for real, search is all about ads. If somebody searches on the Apple platform a billion times a year, a month, a century, if people are searching on the Apple platform from now on instead of Google, then they can go ahead and make their money by charging substantially less for ad spots. So if I could go ahead and put my barbershop up on to Apple search and a billion people are using Apple, they're more likely going to find me before an Android user does on that platform, which is more competitive. And since this is brand new, people aren't going to be on it except for the big guys. And then it's going to be a gradual acceptance, because nobody puts ads on DuckDuckGo. Nobody puts ads on DuckDuckGo. Nobody really puts ads on Bing, but they still put that money out there just so that they could possibly be at the top. Because Bing owns, I believe, the last time people had put a report on it, it was like 2%. DuckDuckGo, even less. So for real, Apple's going to change the game. If they have a search engine, it's going to cut it in half. But then that's going to be a whole nother antitrust thing, because now you got two big conglomerates that own the market for phone OSs that really can't do anything. I mean, who else is out there that can do something about another phone operating system? But I would like to leave you with those thoughts. This has been another episode of The Red and Yellow. Please like, share, subscribe, and I appreciate that you guys are listening to my thoughts and my ideals on things and subjects of this matter. So go ahead and like, share, and comment what you think Apple's going to be doing next. and we'll get to you in another episode of The Red and Yellow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.